Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Next item is 007.
Amendment 1A007 by Supervisors Bowen and Stamper.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To continue receiving.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't mind yielding, but I'll give a quick synopsis. My thoughts and Supervisor Stamper will cover his portion of the amendment, but we want to partner with a financial institution in the community that will not only house the $100,000 that the board allocated last year to be loaned out to small businesses in hopes of doing business with the county, but to also get them to bring their own funds to the table. And ever since the recession, crediting and financing has been really tough, especially for small businesses to get access to. So this is a great initiative to find a financial institution that will also put their money where their mouth is as well and help build and grow small businesses in the community. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper, you have something to add?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Right back to CBDP, just the importance of this program. We put the money in the budget last year for these great initiatives, the microloan and the revolving loan fund, and to this day, nothing has been done. No company has received any funding or no business has grown, strictly for small businesses. So what this does is get the ball rolling, get the CBDP department to report to us, do outreach, inform the community of this opportunity, and actually get it started. We got a start date, so I want to thank Supervisor Bowen for collaborating with me on this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Does the administration have any comments on this? Mr. Tyler?
Mr. Chair and supervisors, thanks for the opportunity to visit with you on this. I think directionally we are very supportive of this change. I think the only thing I'd like to add is, because basically is where we're headed, the only thing that I would like to seek a little bit clarity on is relative to this $25,000 fund match, what your thinking is relative to the source of that fund match, because if it's coming from the potential bank relationship that we would have, wonder whether you've got some ideas around that. So just trying to get a better understanding of what your thinking is behind the match, if that's possible. I appreciate your help on that.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The thoughts around getting a financial institution not only to house our funds, $100,000 of Milwaukee County's money, but also to bring their funds to the table too. And I think it should be feasible to find a financial institution in the community that will be able to help us partner in this endeavor to bring more funds and even partner, create a public-private partnership to invest in small businesses as well. So we won't know until we pursue that or until we ask, and this amendment does that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? Supervisor Lipscomb?
I have a technical question, Mr. Chairman. We last year ran into a problem on our $1 million economic development fund in that the administration we got to the end of the year basically, and we had to quickly enter an agreement with MEDC lest the money be fall to the bottom line. Are we not in that same situation now? This is $100,000 we appropriated in a previous budget. We're pushing on to November here. Isn't this money about to disappear because of inaction?
Mr. Chair and supervisors, I can give you a little bit of an update on that front. I think as some of you might recall, we actually had a bank in place to be able to manage this program, and they had a change in management at that bank. And the new management chose not to support this because, from their perspective, the costs associated with that. Dr. Anthony is pursuing various avenues on that, working with WIDA as an example. He's got some ideas in place that he's trying to move forward with. Whether that will be completed by the end of this year, I can't respond to. I don't know. But he's working diligently on this front. The challenge is really related to the cost of the servicing of these loans. Finding a bank that's willing to make that investment in the community. We're working hard on getting that done.
Okay.
Did you get an answer?
Kind of.
I'm not real confident, but yeah, I got an answer.
Okay. Supervisor Drusick, then Supervisor.
Is the intent of this amendment to actually have our CBDG holding funds through a bank? I mean, when someone talks about banks, to me, we've got the treasurer involved. I'm just wondering how that works.
Supervisor Bowen, or answer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the goal all along was to find a financial institution that regularly does financing to house these funds. The talk of using maybe something of our own or the treasurer was never a part of that conversation. But the goal was to kind of streamline those funds with the institution that does this on a regular basis.
Could we ask Corp Counsel if this is something we can do without involving the treasurer's office? I mean, there's oversight and some other issues that may be involved.
I don't know if Corp Counsel is here. Oh, there he is. I'm sorry, Mr. Grady. I didn't see you behind Supervisor Broderick.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I did not hear the question.
Okay. Could you repeat your question?
Yeah. Well, can I ask if he has the amendment before him?
Yes. Yes.
I don't pretend to understand the answer to this, but it's just raising the issue of finding a bank and holding funds. I mean, it seems to me that that's a function through the treasurer's office in terms of handling funds on behalf of the county, and then the oversight that's provided between the treasurer's office and the controller and so on. I'm just wondering if we're starting to get into some areas that that we don't intend to get into with regard to oversight and holding bank funds.
Mr. Chairman, off the top of my head, I can't specifically answer the question, but it does raise a good issue. Obviously, the treasurer does hold funds for the county. He has limitations on the types of investments he can use for those funds. Generally, that's property tax levy. I believe this is property tax levy money as well, although I don't know that for certain. So I guess it's a question we'd have to look into. It's also possible that this money placed in this unnamed bank could be done along with those restrictions on the type of investment, perhaps. It would require a little more research, I think.
Right. And I'm not trying to block what they're doing here. I'm just asking the question, should they be working with the treasurer's office? And maybe if we could have this temporarily laid over and try to get some additional answers on this.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that's one of the things that could be worked out through a contract with the financial institution. We recently, last year, like Supervisor Liskin brought up, when we completed the $1 million of financing to MEDC to help create jobs with businesses. So the contract with MEDC explains everything of the parameters around how county funds out of that million is spent and the type of businesses that qualify and the type of financing that should be provided through that partnership.
We were working with a trustee.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we lay this amendment over till tomorrow? Give the Corporation Counsel a chance to address Supervisor Drusick's question, because I don't think she's trying to derail us.
I think she asked
a real legal question that we got to make sure we're doing it right. Supervisor Stanford.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. In addition to getting some answers, can you provide us with the process? Like, we put the money, $100,000, in the budget, so the money goes to a bank or an organization, and then the guidelines and parameters are set. So is it set between a team, for example, Don Tyler and the bank, and then it's offered to the community for people to apply for? Or are the parameters set by us and we're giving it to the bank? So if you could provide the actual process where the money goes, how it's distributed, and come back with that too, that'll be great. Because I think that might be the holdup.
Okay.
And in reference to Supervisor Lipscomb's question, do we have time, do we need to worry about the end of the year and this money going to the bottom line? So if so, we need to be able to preserve this money somewhere in order for it to actually effectuate. So if you can find out that too, is there a time limit on spending this money or using this money for small businesses?
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, I think that's a great idea. We'd be able to provide you with not only that relative to what's the risk of that money going away, but I'd like to also be able to provide you with an update in terms of what we're doing to getting that in place. And then finally, if I may, I'd like to give you some perspective as it relates to what the probability is of a bank being interested in providing some kind of $25,000 match. I think it's a great idea, but I don't want to end up coming to the committee on March 1st and saying, you know, we're kind of between a rock and a hard place. So we'd like to give you some good input on that as well tomorrow, if possible, or whenever it comes back to the committee.
That's good.
Okay. So if there's no objection, we'll lay this over until tomorrow?
Until tomorrow.
Okay, we'll lay 1A007 over until tomorrow's meeting.